Well, what a great morning. A choir, we have children reading scripture, we got one of our teens reading scripture. What a glorious picture of the kingdom this has been. Well, Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. It's good to see all of you. For the job of a pastor or a preacher on these sorts of days are always interesting because it's their messages and their passages of scripture you've heard numerous times before. So what I want to do is I just want to take a look at the birth of Christ, but I also want to take a look at the birth of Christ in regards to the entire story of redemption. Not to devalue the birth of Christ, but actually so we can savor the birth of Christ because we've put it in its proper place in God's story of rescue. So before doing that, let's pray and ask God to help us this morning. Father, we do ask that you would be especially present with us. Father, we come this morning to focus on the birth of your Son, Jesus, in the human flesh. Father, to save us from our sin and to have that rescue from sin be a gateway into your presence now and then forever perfectly, Father. So help those truths just grip our heart and help those truths make us to celebrate the birth of Christ even more. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So we want to enter this season as Christians with two cautions. Number one, we don't want to get carried away with the cultural expression of Christmas, which is one where Santa and presents reign. But also, we don't want to remove the birth of Christ from its rightful place in the whole gospel narrative. The birth of Christ is glorious, worthy of celebration. But we don't want to rob it of the fullness of its glory by yanking it out of the big picture. We want to keep it right there in the big picture and enjoy it in all of its glory. And how I want to try to do that today is through the illustration of a simple household tool, a ladder. And our goal is to put Christ's birth on the proper rung of this ladder. So everybody knows what a ladder is. Hopefully everyone's used a ladder. So the goal of a ladder is to climb rung by rung. Step on rung one to get to rung two. And getting to the top of the ladder is the goal. That's the goal. Why? Because we get ladders out to paint ceilings. We get ladders out to clean gutters. So to get to that top rung is the goal. So our goal is to see Christ's birth as a rung on this glorious gospel ladder, which will help us to treasure Christ and treasure his birth more and more. We as Christians are the one who should be enjoying this holiday to the nth degree and for what it truly celebrates, and that's the birth of Jesus Christ. So we start on the first rung of this ladder, the lowest rung, the bottom rung of the ladder, not because it's unimportant, the birth of Christ, but because everything else builds upon it. This is a day worthy of celebration when Christ came. Why? Because of who was born and why he came. So the first question we ask is, who is this Jesus? Who is this babe in the manger? Well, Scripture tells us he's a baby at birth. He's human. He is truly human. He's got eyes. He's got ears. He's got a nose. He's breathing. He is truly human, or fully human, this Jesus, this babe in the manger. But then Scripture also tells us what Jacob just read a moment ago. In addition to being human, this baby was God in human flesh. God was not born, because he's eternal, but he took on the flesh of humanity. This is a one-of-a-kind baby. This God comes in the person of Jesus, and Jesus Christ is truly God and truly human. The good news for humanity and why we celebrate is God came down to save us from something. And as the story goes on, we learn what that is. The answer to the problem of man separated from God because of sin is answered by God coming down. The baby, as much as we love the manger story and we love the story of the wise men, the baby would not stay a baby. He would grow up. And he would grow up and he would lead the life that all of us were supposed to. He would live perfectly in our place. He would be the perfectly righteous one we were all supposed to be. 100% perfect would be this God-man. Perfectly obeying God the Father. We've never perfectly obeyed God the Father. God comes down in the person of Jesus Christ and obeys God the Father perfectly for us. That's a birth worth celebrating. This Jesus would be tempted to sin, but rather than falling into temptation like Adam and Eve did, like the nation of Israel did, like every person sitting here has, he never falls into sin. He passes the sin temptation for us, even though we've fallen for it millions of times. This baby would grow up to live the perfect life of a righteous substitute. This baby came to die. We all die. But this baby came on mission to die, and die as an atoning or a propitiating, a sacrifice that removes wrath, death. This baby, cute as he was, I'm sure, was born for this purpose out of love. Jesus Christ coming to earth is God's expression of love to us. The Father sent the Son to atone for our sins, to be a sacrifice that would remove God's wrath from us. This cute little baby born to Mary came down just to do that. As it was long prophesied, this baby came to live a righteous life, then die as a perfect sacrificial lamb, pierced, crushed, bruised, having the iniquity or the sin of all of us laid upon him. This is why this precious baby came, to die an atoning death in our place. But this fully grown-up baby, the God-man, fully God, fully human, would not stay dead. Amen. He would be raised from the dead. He would be raised from the dead, and in that resurrection from the dead, he would defeat our greatest enemy, death. The enemy that's coming for all of us. This baby grows up and defeats it for us. This baby is a victorious child. It defeats the great enemy. This baby was born to live a perfect life of substitution, die a death that removes God's anger and wrath from us, and then he would defeat death by being raised from the dead for us. Those are the first four rungs of the gospel ladder. These first four rungs are objective truths. They happened. Whether you believe that they happened or not doesn't change the fact that they happened. No matter what you do with them, And these top four rungs depend on what you do with those bottom four rungs. The most important question we can ask, so we're all here celebrating this day, the birth of a child in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And the most important question we can ask as we're sitting here with these truths is how do we get to these top four rungs? Because this is why the baby came. To sit there and say, this is so sweet, what a glorious story, and then reject the way, the reason he came, does us no good. The most important question we can ask is, how do we get to these rungs on the ladder? Because these are truly glorious rungs. The scriptures say simply, how do we get to the reason? How do we get a piece of the reason this baby came? Very simply, believe in him. Believe in him. Don't work, believe. Don't think you don't need, think you need and believe. Believe in the Son, this baby who grew up perfectly, died perfectly, was raised from the dead perfectly. Believe. Trust what he did. Believe that he lived for you perfectly. When you've done nothing but sin, trust that he died to take God's wrath off of you. Believe that he was raised from the dead. Trust that. Believe that. Have faith in that. And enter into the grace of God's salvation. This babe in the manger came to bring the grace of salvation by faith alone. The baby in the manger came so we could be saved by faith. We access these glorious top four rungs, beginning with the day we celebrate today, the birth of this child. We access these top four rungs by faith. Believe who Jesus is and what Jesus did, and believe that he did it all in your place. And enter into God's glorious salvation. The purpose of this baby coming. If you do, the next rungs are yours. And this is so glorious. You'll be forgiven. You'll be justified. You'll have something imputed to you. If you trust in Jesus Christ, if you trust in Jesus Christ, God will forgive you. Your sins will be as the east is from the west, remembered no more by God. This babe came to pour out his blood so that your sins can be forgiven. This babe would grow up and purchase those who are absolute slaves to the sin market. He would purchase them out of it by his blood, and they would be forgiven. This precious little baby. Those who trust in Jesus Christ will be justified before God. Justified is just very simply a courtroom term, which means to be declared innocent by a judge. God has purposed what we would do to be declared innocent. Have faith. Believe. Believe in who? The babe that would grow up and do all this for us. It's been God's plan to declare us innocent by faith since way back. And it's been his plan to include Gentiles like you and me to declare us innocent by faith. Those who have faith in Christ Jesus will have something imputed to them. Don't get lost in that word. Imputed simply means to have something credited to your account. It's almost like a banking term. God has purposed for us to be given righteousness because we have none. This babe came to store up righteousness to give to us so we may stand before God. And by faith, God gives us Jesus' perfect righteousness, stored up by this Jesus living this perfect life of substitution in our place. Those who grow up, or those who have faith in what Christ, who Christ would grow up to be, would also be reconciled and adopted. Reconciled and adopted. Reconciled. Sinners. Enemies of God because of our sin. Far away because of our sin, would be brought near. We'd be forgiven and reconciled. The God who used to be our enemy because of our rebellion in Him is now for us in all things. That to me is one of the most stunning truths of what this babe came to bring, is the fact that Almighty Creator God is for us. He's never against us. We've been reconciled by the blood of who this babe would grow up to be, the Savior. Those who trust in Christ, whose birth we celebrate this day, would be adopted. Adopted into God's family. As God's children. As God's children. This babe is the one who would be our adoption agent. The Spirit doing the applying, but Christ doing the arranging by His death. Because of Jesus Christ, we can rest in the fact that God is now our Father. We used to be His enemy. He brings us near by the blood of this babe. And then He adopts us into the family and He dotes on us like a loving father. He's for us. He's never against us. He always wants what's best for us. How do we know? Because He gave His Son for us. This babe came to reconcile man and make a way for enemies, rebels like you and me, to be adopted by God. These last two rungs are the goal. These last two rungs are the goal of Christianity. One of them is the goal of this life. The last one, the top rung, is the goal of eternity. This babe came. This babe came and lived for us. This babe came and died for us. This babe came and was raised from the dead and defeated death for us. In this babe, in this Christ, we are forgiven. In this Christ, we are declared innocent. In this Christ, we are declared righteous. In this Christ, we are reconciled to God, and He is for us. In this Christ, we are adopted into God's family. And faith in that Christ allows us to experience God's blessing and presence now. That's what life was supposed to be when man was created. He was created to live close to God and commune with Him and just live under His blessing in His presence forever. That's why we were created. That's our created purpose. And Jesus comes and restores that. We've talked about this state of blessedness. Psalm 1 starts with it. The state of being blessed by God, of living under and with God's blessing. Those who have faith in this babe, this Christ, can live in that sort of blessing. We've described this sort of blessing when we covered the Beatitudes, this particular state that all of us want to be in. We can describe it as experiencing true joy, true peace, true comfort, true purpose, true hope. All of humanity wants those things. And the reason all of humanity wants those things is they were created to have those things. But because of sin, We seek all of those things in other places. One of the ways to look at it is like an outlet and a plug to experience true joy and true peace, true comfort, true purpose, and true hope. We're supposed to find that in God. We're supposed to plug into God and experience that current of those things. And because of sin, what we do is we wander around believing that whatever else we plug it into are going to bring those things. The true outlet blocked by our sin. Jesus comes and removes the thing that blocks that outlet so we can plug into God and start living this life now. That's why we celebrate the birth of this babe. What he came to do. And the reason we can do that is because we've been brought near to God. God is with us. God is with us. God is dwelling within those who believe in the babe, in the Christ. God's blessing and presence now is brought by the one who would be called Emmanuel. God with us. If you believe in Emmanuel, God with us, God will always be with you. You will never be away from God again. That's what the babe came to bring. Then he came also to bring us to be with God forever, all the way into eternity. The greatest place for a creature to be is with their Creator. They were created for that. Jesus Christ comes to bring us back fully to God, all the way into eternity. God's presence in eternity is the goal. It's the top rung, is to have us be near to God forever, restored what was lost in the garden, where joy is absolute full. There's no sorrow. There's no sickness. There's no people being taken advantage of. It's just pure joy. That's why the babe came, is to bring that back to humanity if you believe in him. Incredible pleasure forever. That is the top rung of the ladder. Eternity with God. God came down to bring us back to him. Death is the gateway. Death is the gateway into that full eternal joy in God's presence. Look what Paul does. Paul, and this is in Philippians, he says what used to be our enemy, what used to be the thing everybody fears the most, has been conquered by Christ, and it is now gain. That's why the Messiah came. He says, what's next is far better than here. To get us to that, that's why the babe came. The babe was born. So now we look at the top rung, purpose. We started by saying that's the purpose. To get the leaves out of the gutter, that's why I've got the ladder. I'm up there now. I'm getting the purpose done. And we look at that first rung that everything else builds on to get us to that purpose. The babe was born. This Christ was born to bring us back to God so that we can spend forever in the greatest place we could be, in the presence of our Creator, in the presence of God. That is why the babe was born. And that is worthy of celebration beyond measure. Because without that lowest rung, there is no top rung. So we ask ourselves now, what have you done with that Christ? Have you accepted him? Have you trusted him? Have you recognized he's your only hope? He's your only righteousness before God? You bring nothing to the table? If so, all of those rungs are yours. If you have not, none of them are. We're going to pray in a moment, and what I want you to do, I want you to answer this simple question. This Jesus, this Christ, this babe in a manger, whom we celebrate on this day, even though technically it's tomorrow, I know, but humor me, who we celebrate on this day, who is he to me? Who is he to me? When I die, and it's coming for all of us, some of us may not live out this year. Will you be standing on that top rung, which was the purpose for that bottom rung, Christ coming, to get you to that top rung by faith? Consider this Christ. If when we pray, you come out of that and say, oh, I don't know, Pastor, seek somebody out. This could be the day of visitation right now. Do not pass on the prompting of God if that's you. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for Christ coming. God with us, so that we can be with God forever. Father, help us to just consider our estate. Silently now, Father, we answer the question, who is this Jesus to us? Who is this Jesus to us? And Father, if he is the Savior, if he is the Lord, if he is the one who brings us back to you so we know we will enter into fullness of joy with you when this life wraps up, Father, we celebrate his birth. Father, with those of us who aren't in that state right now, Father, wrestling with doubts, still in their rebellion, Father, I pray that your Spirit would convict them and they would come to Christ by faith. Not by anything we've done, not by the works of man, but by faith alone we are rescued by this babe who would grow up to be the rescuer. Oh God, please help us as we celebrate the birth of Christ. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.